The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Hey there. So today's Quick Tip Tuesday is being recorded from my vehicle, as you can probably tell. I do this sometimes on the Shalene Show as well. And the reason why I'm doing it today on Build Your Tribe is because this topic is driving me nuts that people aren't being honest about it. Like, just sometimes you gotta give a little bit of tough love out if you really want people to change, if you care about people. And sometimes you just have to say what somebody might not want to hear, but what they need to hear. And I'm dealing with so many incredibly gifted, very motivated, very talented people with big ideas and big dreams. And people like you, you know, you're listening to Build Your Tribe, not because you want to know more about diet or lifestyle, or, you know, you're interested in, I don't know, reality TV. You're listening because you want to make extra money. And it's just so obvious to me that the biggest obstacle so many people have isn't the fact that they don't know how to work hard or they don't know the right steps. It's their beliefs around money. It's their beliefs around what it takes to be successful. I hear this over and over again, and I was there too. I had this mindset, having grown up the daughter of an entrepreneur and watching my dad's work ethic. To this day, my dad's work ethic could put any man I know to shame. The guy wakes up at 6 a.m. and he does not stop until 10 o'clock at night, when he's absolutely exhausted, laying down in bed. His work is physical, it's mental, it's exhausting. He was in a motorcycle accident several years ago and he lost one of his legs. It hasn't slowed him down a bit. His work is still very physical, it's very taxing, and he just does not stop. No one works harder than him. That's what I grew up watching. I remember the businesses that he owned. I remember seeing him mop the floor and clean the shelves and run the cash register and record the ads that played on the radio and negotiate the deals. He did everything himself because the belief was, you know, if you work harder than everybody else, you'll be more successful. And I don't know, maybe that was true back then. I kind of doubt it. I think it was a little bit of my dad working smart and a whole lot of him working hard. But today, things have changed. And it's not about working harder. It is about working smarter. And that's a mindset that you have to wrap your head around. You've got to adopt this mindset. And smarter doesn't mean you trying to figure out everything yourself. Smarter means that you're finding a better coach. You're finding someone who's already learned how to do this, who will mentor you and teach you how to do whatever it is. If you're thinking about joining a network marketing organization, people ask me this all the time. How should I select the person who I'm going to sign up under? And I know I'm going to offend some people because they're going to be like, oh man, that's not fair that you said that, Shalene. But here's what I would do. I would find the freaking best person in that organization, the organization whose product I absolutely love and believe in, and I would find the person who's killing it, and I would investigate. I would find out, do they train their downline? Do they pour into them? Do they teach them systems? Do they know how to replicate what it is they've done? Or is this person simply successful because, I don't know, they've got a really great before and after and they had a viral video and they work really, really, really hard? Because working really, really, really hard isn't something that replicates. You can't duplicate that. It doesn't scale. I want to find the person in that organization who knows how to scale their success because they have systems that allow people to do things that are smart and make better use of their time. That's the person who I want to sign up with. And then, yeah, I'm going to work hard. I'm not talking about sitting back on my butt. I'm talking about working hard, but working smart. Working smart means you need to stop saying to yourself, we can't afford to do that. Man, that's expensive. That software costs how much? Gosh, getting an upgraded laptop, that's expensive. That costs too much money. It costs too much money because you're not making enough money. And I know that sounds like, you know, hello, duh, Shalene, we know that. But I just wanted to be frank with you and say, you can't be cheap about your dreams. You can't be cheap about the things that you need to get you to the next place. Yeah, there's a lot of dumb things you can waste your money on. Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, don't buy a bunch of podcasting equipment and think that you're going to start a podcast when you've got 200 followers on Instagram and, you know, absolute crickets on Facebook and you have no email list. How are you going to get people to listen to your podcast? That's called working really, really, really hard. What might be a lot smarter is getting coached and figuring out how to develop your story. You know, hiring someone who knows how to coach people into being better storytellers so that you can be a better guest, so that you can get on podcasts like this one that get millions of downloads. And then now you're working smart. Now you've invested in yourself to be a better storyteller. Now you're getting on podcasts as a guest, and now you're reaching millions of people versus working really, really hard trying to build your own podcast to your 200 followers on Instagram. Now you've got, you know, 25 of them downloading your podcast. You see what I'm saying? And you're putting in all this effort and all this work and spending all this money and all this time, and it's not getting you the bang for the buck. Whereas you can spend half that time, half that money, and become a guest on other people's podcasts and reach millions and grow your audience, grow your social media, grow a platform, then grow an email list, then launch your podcast. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's what I'm talking about when I say work smarter and think differently about money. You've got to believe that you and your family deserve more financial freedom. And scared money don't make money. You've got to make wise investments, investments that are going to save you time. It does not save you time or money to try to figure out a lot of the things you're trying to figure out. If you've gone to YouTube more than 10 times this month related to something regarding your business, like how to do a webinar or how to have better opt-in pages, how to write emails, how to write an email funnel, how to decide what email list to have, how to know what's a decent conversion rate, how to script a sales video, how to sell on social media. If you've Google searched or YouTube searched any of those topics, that tells me you're trying to figure this stuff out on your own. And there are coaches out there, there are mentors out there that can teach you the shortcuts. Someone the other day asked me, and I'm just going to be frank with you guys. Someone the other day said to me, one of my students actually, he actually became a student after this conversation, but he said to me, I just don't know exactly what I should put out to the world, like in my social media, you know, for free, and what I should charge for. I'm really torn with that. Shalene, how do you decide on that? And I said, it's very simple. I put most everything that I know in some form or another of what it is I've done, I put that in social media. I share that in Build Your Tribe. I share that on my social media platforms. I share my answers. But when it comes to the exactly how I did it, I'm going to tell you what I did, but exactly specifically how I did it, like each one of those minute steps, that I believe is the exclusive bonus to being one of my students. Not only the how exactly I did it, but in what order. So yeah, you're probably going to get a decent amount of what I teach. Not all of it, but I'd say you're probably going to get, if you listen to every single podcast episode I've ever done, you're probably going to get a good 40% of general concepts, maybe even more than that. I'd say even 50% of what we teach inside one of my courses, like the Marketing Impact Academy. But what you won't get is you won't get in the right order, right? Because we provide different topics every week based on what people are asking for. You don't listen to the first episode of Build Your Tribe and go episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and actually know the right order to do things. And the same is true of any podcast that you listen to regarding business or marketing. You know, and I listen to a ton of them too. I love Neil Patel. I mean, his podcast, I've never met him, so I can't say that I love him. Smart Passive Income, Pat Flynn. I do know Pat Flynn. I will be at FlynnCon because I love Pat Flynn. I actually know him, love him, and have him speak on my stages. But yeah, I listen to a lot of business and marketing podcasts. Gosh, who else do I listen to? Now I'm like drawing a blank, but there's so many that I feel bad that I'm not remembering them all. But I listen to those podcasts and I'm getting great information, but I've been doing this long enough to realize that a lot of the things I'm listening to aren't in the right order. And if you want things in the right order, and not just the what to do, but the how you do it and when you do it, you got to step up and invest. You know, Conor McGregor, do you think, I think he's the world's greatest. I know he lost his last fight, but I think he's absolutely the greatest. And he, in my mind, has been so incredibly successful. I see him as an incredible success. I know the rest of the world does too. And do you think he's done that by trying to figure things out on his own? Heck no. He hires the best coaches. Think of the most successful people you know, whether it's an Olympian, a singer, an inventor, a business owner, a CEO, a marketer, a podcaster, anyone who you can think of, even in your industry. Think of the person who's probably the most famous for their success in your industry. I guarantee they have invested in top coaches, programs, seminars. They're always learning. They're always trying to get better. And you can't just get better on your own. You got to hire a coach. You know, if you want to be in the best shape of your life, not very many people can do that on their own. They have to invest in tools. And usually that means people or some type of a training course. It's motivating and it keeps us accountable. When you pay somebody, I remember doing this. I spent $10,000 for one afternoon with one of my mentors. I reached out to him and I'd finished one of his courses and I'd spent a boatload of money on one of his courses. And I just reached out to him and I said, listen, what would it cost me to fly to your state and just spend 3 or 4 hours with you? You can just pour into me everything I need to know about this topic. And it was doing a book launch. This is back before the book Push came out. And that's what we did. I flew there and we sat down and I spent $10,000 for a few hours. And was that worth it to me? Heck yes. I probably would not have hit the New York Times bestseller list. I would have probably written 3 or 4 additional books and not known how to rank, and not known how to do it without killing myself. I didn't want to kill myself. I didn't want to do a million appearances. I didn't want to travel all over the country. I mean, I kind of wanted to, but I had kids, you know, and I wanted to be home more than I wanted to be living out of a suitcase. So I could have tried to figure it out myself. I could have watched a million YouTube videos and listened to a bunch of experts, but I knew who the expert was. And I knew the expert that could teach me how to do it the way he had done it. And I stepped up when I couldn't afford to do it and said, I can't afford not to do this. The reason why you think things are expensive and that you don't have enough money to pay for it is because you're not making enough money, and that boils down to your money mindset. I'm not saying you just spend money frivolously. I'm saying make wise decisions that save you money and that hold you accountable. When you pay for a personal trainer, yeah, you bet you could go to the gym and work out by yourself for free. But when you pay $100 or $125 or whatever it is you're paying your personal trainer per hour, maybe you're paying $45 an hour, I don't know, you get what you pay for. But when you're paying your personal trainer, you show up and you work harder than you normally do and you get more out of it and you don't cancel because it keeps you accountable. That's what I mean by the money mindset. So that's what today is devoted to. That's it. This is the Quick Tip Tuesday. I hope this resonates with you. I hope I shook you down to the core. I hope I offended you a little bit enough so that you're thinking about this and questioning where you got this money mindset. Was it from your parents? Was it something you've developed on your own from your own experiences? I don't know. But you've got to make your money mindset bigger. You've got to believe in abundance. You have to believe in yourself that if you know the right steps and you've got the right coach and the right mentor, all you need are the steps because you are motivated. Oh man, I know you're motivated. Man, I know you're motivated. So let's go do this. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make this fun. I don't know how fun it was. It was real anyways. And now we're done. All right. I love you. And I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. Just a little reminder that Shalene publishes an episode 5 days a week. On the Shalene Show, you can listen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Build Your Tribe, the show she does with her son, Brock, you can listen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But in order to have those episodes automatically downloaded to your phone, you actually need to be subscribed. And to make that easier for you, I've placed links below this episode that will take you directly to the pages on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher so you can easily subscribe. Oh, and by the way, if you write a review, and I don't care where you write it, if it's on Stitcher, iTunes, or on Spotify, it is like giving Shalene the ultimate gift. She loves, loves, loves to read those reviews. So I just want to thank you in advance for going and giving her a little gift of writing a review. And lastly, you know, I've told you this in the past, but I would love to hear from you by leaving Shalene and I a message. Go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and look for that little widget and leave us a message on what you're loving on the podcast, what you'd like to hear on the podcast, or any other suggestions you have for us. That would mean the world to both of us. Thanks for listening. I love you. Shalene loves you. And we mean it.